Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Sussex County Council. My name is Nathan Villiger, and my family owns a home at 16375 Old Mill Road in Lewis. You just heard from my father. I am here today to speak against the proposed change of zone and to protest the construction of this proposed apartment complex. It is my belief that if allowed, this change of zone will have serious negative environmental consequences and will adversely affect the lives of the residents of Old Mill Road. I am a member of the Boy Scouts of America and recently became an Eagle Scout. During my time in Scouts, I gained a deep love and respect for nature, as well as a considerable amount of knowledge about the environment. Thus, I believe I have earned the right to speak on the environmental impacts of this development with some authority, even though I am still a minor. My family has been coming to Lewis since I was 4 years old. When I was 9, we realized a dream to buy a house in Lewis on Old Mill Road. We specifically chose Old Mill because of its quiet, out-of-the-way location. Nearly all the homes on Old Mill sit on large tree-covered lots, which creates a very pleasant and peaceful atmosphere. Did we expect all of the empty lots to stay that way? No, of course not. But never in our wildest dreams did we expect to see a proposal for high-density residential properties as part of Old Mill. If the developer had instead proposed more single-family homes, or even townhomes, there would be far fewer objectors. Please consider, when making your decision, that this development goes against the character of the community on Old Mill Road, and that nearly all Old Mill residents are opposed to it. Another area of concern for me is the potential for serious adverse traffic issues stemming from this development. You've already heard a lot of them, so I'll keep it brief, but I just wanted to speak to the fact that I myself am still a rookie driver and I'm still, you know, learning to drive. I've had my license for about a year. And I have had a great difficulty navigating this intersection at Old Mill Road. There have been times where I've had to wait at least 5 to 10 minutes to cross Route 1 if I want to go south into Lewis. And by the time this development is built, I won't be a rookie driver. I'll have been driving for going on 5 years at that point. But my sister, who's sitting back there, will be just getting her license, and I am concerned about her having to navigate this intersection if she wants to go into Lewis by herself and having to deal with the added traffic from this development. I don't want something bad to happen. Please consider the safety of drivers, both present and future, when you make your decision on this issue. One thing we're taught in Scouts is about planning for the future when it comes to the development and exploitation of our natural resources. In the Sussex County Master Plan, the area in which this development would fall is zoned low density for a reason. This area is very important as a rainwater recharge zone where water runoff can percolate down through the soil and into the aquifer, recharging it with fresh water that is safe for us to have in our wells. We are on well water on Old Mill Road, and by tearing up this open space that exists there and putting down non-porous pavement and buildings, you're damaging that water recharge zone and potentially irrevocably damaging the aquifer and the quality of our well water on Old Mill. This is not a risk that is worth taking. The developers are willing to jeopardize the health and well-being of the residents of Old Mill to make a few more bucks by building high-density apartments instead of low-density buildings that would be in keeping with the community and would not require a change of zone. Please consider the quality of our drinking water and the health of our residents when you make this decision. Low-density development on this parcel would be healthier for human residents of Old Mill and for wildlife, too. On Old Mill Road, we have a truly astounding array of wildlife and wild creatures, from exotic migratory warblers that come in from Cape May to deer, woodpeckers, fox, and box turtles. These animals benefit from the dispersed nature of the habitat along Old Mill, with large treed lots providing ample habitat, excuse me. A high-density development like the one proposed does not provide any wildlife habitat, or if it does, it is fragmented to such a nature that it is no use to animals. especially for box turtles, which are already threatened extensively by habitat loss in the east and the southeast. The effects of this development could be really disastrous, as decreased habitat forces the turtles into more dangerous areas where it's only a matter of time before a turtle is killed by a speeding car. So please consider the importance of preserving our wildlife when you make your decision. If this development goes forward, it would adversely affect the local environment here on Old Mill, but it would also have far-reaching effects for the rest of the Cape region as a whole. Currently, no high-density development exists past Old Mill on Route 1. But if this development proceeds, other developers will use this case as a precedent to justify their plans for even more which, in turn, will destroy even more habitat as development pushes outwards into the farms and woodlands of rural Sussex County. Please consider the precedent you set when you make your decision. I came here today not just to speak against the proposed development, but also because that I represent the future. The future of Sussex County and our nation as a whole will soon fall to the people of my generation. I want to be part of a Sussex County that cares about and puts the health of its residents and the environment before the interests of developers concerned only about their profit margins. I want to be a part of a Sussex County that makes me proud to live here. I ask that each one of you consider the future and the legacy of Sussex County when you make your decision. Thank you all for the opportunity to speak today, and thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Also, I congratulate you on a rank of equal scale. That's quite
thank
outstanding.
You. Thank you very much.
Outstanding.
Ma'am, you had stood up before. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Trefilis. I have lived on at 163.
Sorry. Do you want to bring the mic down? They're totally movable.
Okay.
That just helps us with the recording. Okay.
My name is Jerry Trefilis. I live at 16357 Old Mill Road for 47 years. I've seen a lot of changes around. I'm just going to read a short 2-minute reminder of why this was denied in December 11th, 2018. The reason for the denial of this application was that it doesn't comply with the 2008 comprehensive plan. It creates a standalone MR in the middle of an AR1 zoned area. It violates provisions for an environmentally sensitive development area, which restricts density to 2 units per acre, with provision to extend to 4 units per acre. There's no public transportation available. This is not an urban area. MR would be surrounded by single-family homes, and access onto Route 1 from Old Mill Road is insufficient for the density requested. It also is low. The east side of Route 1 is low density because it is an environmentally sensitive area, and it was agreed through 3 nays and 2 yeses on that vote of December 11, 2018 by council that it is environmentally sensitive. Traffic is an issue and would vote differently if DLDOT upgrades had been completed prior to the application. We request council to deny this petition. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes, sir?
Good afternoon, my name is Vince Brady. I live at 32116 Oak Drive, and I can't believe my ears here today when people talk about apartments. I must be the only person in this room that was poor enough to live in apartments for 6 years when I was younger. A lot of things I heard, basically about 58 cars per minute or something leaving this complex, is actually absurd. Most apartments today are designed with 2 parking spaces per residence. That means there's going to be over 300 cars in that parking lot. If you think that only 59 of them are going to leave on Monday morning to go to work, I just don't know what's going on. You also have to remember that apartments are transitory housing in nature. People come and go at all times of the year. Nobody has talked, everybody has talked here about traffic like it just involves cars. There's going to be moving vans and everything going in and out of this complex, primarily on weekends, because that's where everybody wants to move. This also coincides with our peak traffic periods. The left-hand turn lanes that are existing will only accommodate one tractor trailer, like Allied van lines or something of that nature. That's all they'll accommodate. Anybody else wants to turn in there? Do you have to go shoot past it and turn around and come back in someplace else? There'll also be box trucks, people with their own trailers moving in and out during the weekends. Also, I recall in apartments on weekends, it was hard to find a parking spot on Friday and Saturday nights. Why? Because they were party nights. We live in a resort community. We don't think these people are going to party? Come on, be real. You've also heard that the Old Mill Road entrance has a 50-foot right-of-way. DelDOT, I believe, needs 60 feet to do the proper construction on the entrance. They don't have it. And as you've heard the homeowners say, they're not going to grant the extra 10 foot. Also, we heard about tax parcel density. There's actually two parcels, tax parcels involved in this project or petition. The first one is the front that's currently zoned C2. It has no housing units proposed for it. All the other, tax parcel is where all the housing will be. And basically, they're proposing 168 units into 11 acres, but the actual density from compliance perspective is 13.44 per acre. This is exceeds the 12 units per acre criteria. And that's what I heard from so far, but now I'd like to actually do my presentation. We believe that this rezoning petition is flawed on many different levels. It relies on the unrealized promise of a state construction project, has minimal public benefit and dangerous motives, and disrupts the perceptions and business models of Sussex County as a retirement haven and resort community. In effect, it has all downsides and no upsides. Eastern Sussex County relies on a perception and business model being both a retirement haven and a resort community. Retirees expect the concept and motto of lower, slower, dower. They no longer wish to participate in the rat race, see overcrowding in our communities, and wait in traffic congestion. If they perceive potential threats to their way of life in their golden years, they will simply choose to relocate out of state. As a resort community, people visit and vacation here to relax and unwind. They too want the same things as the retirees, except for a shorter vacation duration. If we remove the factors that make a retirement or vacation both mentally and physically enjoyable, they will just go elsewhere out of state. In either case, Sussex County loses many times any perceived benefit of this petition. This petition is located on a main highway into the retirement and resort communities. Instantly reminds potential retirees and vacationers of what they are hoping to escape and avoid. The high-density apartments simply do not create a good first impression, and more so if they have the appearance of subsidized public housing now or in the future. While the State Housing Authority supports this petition, we feel they're not being transparent and forthcoming. As an example, they cite supportive infrastructure that could help families succeed. In fact, no playground equipment area has been set aside and designated as such. Instead, the play area may be the attractive nuisance of the storm water management basin, and this basin is out of line of sight from all the apartment buildings, near a highway, and this combination should be easily considered a child predator's dream come true. Another example of lack of supportive infrastructure is public transportation. There is none. Any public bus routes created would have to decelerate in a Route 1 acceleration zone, pick up, discharge, then merge back into traffic every 20 or 30 minutes year-round. Of course, without the State Service Roads Project, these bus stops would be in direct conflict with the purposes of the State Corridor Capacity Preservation Program. This council should be aware that this high-density zoning application is highly dependent on the completion of the Service Route 1 Modest Conway grade-separated intersection, scheduled for completion in fall of 2025. In fact, acquiring all the necessary right-of-ways for this project is not yet complete. The council should remember that no one present in this room or even Sussex County has government has any authority over the state project. The project can be delayed, canceled, or modified in scope at will by state authority due to any variety of factors at any time, as they have done. It would be foolish and irresponsible to even consider this petition without the necessary infrastructure being in place and dedicated. After the last medium density zoning denial, Sussex County issued a public media packet number 112718. In their summation on page 109, last paragraph states, and I quote, "The density should be considered inconsistent with the density of the surrounding uses," end quote. Again, this referred to medium density. So high density should not be considered for this location. Moreover, if high density was granted, the petitioners or their successors could easily change the mind and erect a different type of high density business to a 58-foot height, effectively using affordable housing as a ruse to obtain the necessary zoning. And while they say they have no intention of building anything other than the apartments, their successors may. We luckily have provided numerous sustainable reasons for denial of this petition. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes, sir?
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the County Council. I'm Jeff Stone from Milton. I'm here today representing the Sussex Alliance for Responsible Growth, SARGE. We appreciate the opportunity to present our views on this matter. In the interest of time, my remarks are a synopsis of a much longer analysis that I would ask be entered. I'll give it to Mr. Rudd, entered into the official record. Over the past several years since SARGE was formed and got deeply involved in monitoring the development process, many, many rezoning proposals have been presented to the County Council for review. I know I'm on sound ground when I say that the concern most raised by residents has been traffic and safety and of quality of life. Normally, SARGE would not get involved in specific project applications or take a public position on them, but today will be different. Our name includes the word responsible. We're not anti-growth, we are advocates of responsible growth, and this rezoning is not an illustration of responsible growth. The key issue here is traffic and the safety issues it causes. The residents of Old Mill have made a commendable effort in compiling and presenting information supporting their case regarding this proposal. I only refer to those that directly relate to SARGE's issues. This proposed project is an example of what we consider a serious flaw in Sussex County's approach to development review. From beginning to end, the process seems to be backwards. The council is asked to make decisions without all the necessary information, and go a little bit further. It seems that the county then depends on residents to go up against well-funded developers, accomplished land use attorneys, paid experts, and often DLDOT to try and prove a negative that a project is not in the county's best interest. That would do more harm than good. Even when credible negative information is provided, it's often ignored. Regarding transportation, DLDOT's interest and the county's don't always align. There's a long history of the county allowing DLDOT to make critical development decisions for it, with the result being the conditions we have today. And this project is another example, but it doesn't have to be that way. Recently, the public learned of a 1988 Memorandum of Understanding, an MOU that authorized Sussex County and DLDOT to coordinate and work cooperatively to evaluate the impacts of a rezoning proposal prior to it being approved. 31 years ago, Sussex County and DLDOT agreed on a joint approach to assure that a rezoning proposal is of a benefit to the county and to provide a mechanism to require that road and safety improvements are done concurrently with the development, or the county would not approve the rezoning. Unlike today, this MOU assured that the county would get all pertinent information ahead of making a decision as to whether to rezone a property or not. It's a shame this MOU wasn't used for this project. To our knowledge, over the past 30 years, neither party has ever fully invoked its provisions. Why it's been kept secret is a mystery, but the results of this failure are experienced every day. We would most likely be having a very different discussion here today if the process detailed in the MOU had been used, and copies are attached to our submittal. Here are some key provisions of the MOU. Again, in the interest of time, I've shortened them, but their full text is in the formal submittal. In a section titled Rezoning Coordination, quote unquote, it states, quote, the Sussex Plan County Planning and Zoning Department will request a preliminary traffic analysis from Delta for each rezoning request to determine if the resulting traffic impact will be negligible, minor, or major, unquote. It, quote, shall include a capacity analysis at peak loads in cases where the impact is not determined negligible. In all cases, the traffic analysis shall include the feasibility of providing safe access, unquote. In the matter before you, DelDOT stated that the proposal, quote, would be considered to have minor impact on to the local roadways, unquote. So they complied with the easy part of the MOU, but did not provide the feasibility of providing safe access relative to the traffic the project will generate. In the case of Old Mill, that's a critical omission. Raw traffic projections are just that, raw. They do not determine safety, and that's the issue. The intersection at Old Mill, Nassau, and Route 1 is currently unsafe, and to add 500 or more weaves, decelerations, accelerations, and turns to a location with 30 to 40,000 cars, by DelDOT's count, 30 to 40,000 cars and trucks going by every day is irresponsible. In the MOU, the county and DelDOT agree that the level of service on all roads impacted by a rezoning request will be D. So the county has, for the past 31 years, actually had a level of service requirement of its own that duplicates that set by DelDOT. In your packet today, I see no mention of what the level of service is at this intersection. There is some evidence that DelDOT, and came up earlier, may be uncomfortable with the safety and service level of the Old Mill intersection. Between March and May of this year, they pivoted 180 degrees from stating unequivocally that, quote, from Mr. Brockenbaugh's letter, no direct access to the corridor will be permitted, unquote, and again, quote, site access would be granted along the secondary road, unquote, Old Mill. They pivoted to a direct contradiction of the Corridor Capacity Preservation Program and now say, as was read by Ms. Cornwell, quote, prior to the completion of the service road, the applicant can develop a temporary rights-in, right access on Route 1 for a development generating a maximum of 200 vehicle trips per day, unquote. This is in direct conflict to the CCPP. In our reading of that, we've never noted an exemption to the process. It's also interesting to note that the original letters from Mr. Brockenbaugh on March 4th and 5th, I don't know why, there's two, denying access to Route 1 were sent to Ms. Cornwell. But the change letter was sent to the State Office of Planning Coordination. And in a list of 54 CCs on that letter, not one was a Sussex County official. Again, DelDOT making decisions impacting Sussex County without consultation. In the MOU Section 8, quote, when DelDOT determines that the traffic impact will be major, the developer will be required to conduct an in-depth traffic impact study at the developer's expense to DelDOT standards, unquote. It's important to note that the MOU requires that the TIS be given to the county prior to its making a decision on a rezoning, not after the case, as is here. Doing a TIS or a TOA after rezoning has been approved is useless to the county's decision-making. How can a governing body responsibly make critical decisions without information crucial to the matter? It's like a surgeon operating on a patient without prior benefit of x-rays or laboratory test results. Even though DelDOT found the traffic impact to be minor, they, quote, recommend that the applicant be required to perform a traffic impact study, TIS, for the subject application, unquote. But in the very next sentence, they say, quote, DelDOT may permit the developer to pay an area-wide study fee of $10 per daily trip in lieu of doing a TIS, unquote, if the county agrees. Sarge wants to see this application denied. But otherwise, the county must not agree to an area-wide study fee payment. It must require a TIS and carefully review its findings specifically to the intersection of Old Mill Road. Such a payment would do nothing toward providing the county with critically needed information prior to making a decision. MOU Section 9, quote, when DelDOT determines on the basis of a traffic impact study that a rezoning could cause the threshold level of service to be exceeded, the county will not rezone the property unless the developer takes appropriate measures to maintain operations at a threshold level, unquote. Perhaps we missed it, but in all DelDOT's correspondence, we saw no mention of LOS, level of service. So here you are again, asked to make a decision without critical information. We've heard for years how Sussex County had no control over what happens with the roads, that it was Delmont's responsibility. This document proves that to be false. The County Council, in April of 1988, 31 years ago, entered into an agreement that would give them the information they needed to make an informed judgment and acknowledge their authority to set conditions and require improvements. Many of us were not around this area in 1988, so I can't imagine how bad traffic must have been to have this radical measure adopted. MOU Section 10, quote, phasing of land development with highway capacity and safety improvements to restore and maintain a level of service D may be established by the developer or imposed by the county. This could be accomplished by consideration of the project in phases. Were any of these provisions considered for this project? We'll never know what the county might look like had this process been used regularly over the past three decades, but it certainly is an opportunity lost. But now we know it does exist, that it clearly establishes and acknowledges the county right and power to set requirements and conditions as to how development will proceed. Note the phrase, quote, imposed by the county, unquote. There can't be any more finger pointing. We understand the county and DelDOT have undertaken discussions to update this MOU. We hope that means strengthening it, not dumbing it down. In the meantime, it exists. It has not been rescinded to our knowledge. Use it. It's well past time for the county to exercise its right to determine what type of development will allow, when it will allow it, and under what conditions. There's much more information in this submittal. We hope you will take time to review it. To many of us, your constituents, the fact that this application is back on your agenda just months after being denied is astonishing. More astounding is that it's bigger and denser than the one previously denied. And you've heard this so many times before, just because it's legal doesn't make it appropriate. How many bites of the development apple does one get before no really means no? Does every square inch of eastern Sussex County have to be built out to maximum density, even if it creates danger to the public at large? Sarge recognizes and shares the council's desire to provide more affordable housing throughout the county, but adding 21 units of affordable housing to a bad project only makes it a bad affordable housing project. It's lipstick on a pig. That should not be this council's legacy. Approving this rezoning and a substantial increase in traffic and traffic conflicts without requiring significant immediate improvements to this currently dangerous intersection is irresponsible. And now, thanks to this MOU, we know that the council has more power than previously acknowledged to require that critical information be provided prior to making any decision. I don't live in or near Old Mill, but I go through this intersection multiple times weekly, as does my wife, as well as you and your wives, sons and daughters, grandkids, friends, relatives, along with thousands of Sarge members. It is probably only slightly an exaggeration to say that every resident of Sussex County passes through this intersection at some time. Tens of thousands of vehicles from every part of Sussex County, from throughout the state and around the region, carrying families and visitors, go through there every day, utilizing almost every maneuver described in traffic manuals, and probably some that aren't. Left turns, right turns, accelerating, decelerating, U-turns, weaves, and more, all at the same time. As a responsible governing body, why would you vote to put us all in danger? You owe it to yourselves, to the residents, and all the travelers on Route 1 to make it safer for them, not more dangerous. Deny this application once and for all, go back to the future, use the process outlined in the existing MOU, make DelDOT fix the road before any more development is allowed. The power to make this happen rests solely with you. Please exercise it responsibly. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Jeff.
Can I have a hard copy of that?
Yeah, I have a hard copy for everybody.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Hello, my name is Lisa Wright. I live at 3394 Broders Drive. And I, too, am here today to request your denial of CZ 1882. In the motion for approval of CZ 1882 at the Planning and Zoning meeting, Commissioner Hopkins provided 19 reasons as his basis for approval. I find exception to several of the reasons mentioned and will try to only address those not already covered by other speakers. Reasons 1 and 2 refer to central water and sewer as being available. In reality, the infrastructure does not yet exist. Installation will cause major disruption against the Route 1 corridor and especially Old Mill Road. Installation will require the closure of Old Mill Road for excavation and piping placement. Has the right-of-way across private property for installation been acquired? Reason 2 also talks about shopping and transportation being nearby. You cannot legally ride a bike to our wonderful trails without crossing Route 1. And I don't think crossing Route 1 on a bicycle at the base of an overpass is survivable. You have to either ride cross country by trespassing on private land or illegally ride on the shoulder facing oncoming Nassau Road traffic to get to the bike trail. Reason 15 discusses proximity to existing homes on Broders Drive. Can you pull up slide 163 from the paperless packet?
Let me see if I can do this.
While it is stated that the distance to existing homes is over 200 feet, this is not accurate. The home at 33552 Broders Drive is shown as being 202 feet away. The developer's slide, shown on this page, implies that the house is 110 feet from the property line, while in reality, the home is 100 feet from the property line. They propose a setback of 92 feet. In this instance, the setback would be increased to 102 feet to accurately match the total distance of 202 feet shown on the slide. The distance to a second home, 16474 Old Mill Road, is shown to be 92 feet plus 60 feet. Even considering the slight offset to the west, the distance between the apartment building and this home would be only about 155 to 160 feet. The apartment complex, the apartment building would need to be moved 40 feet to the southwest to comply with the aforementioned 200 feet. And the developer even mentioned that it would only be about 150 feet between, it's the lower one. Since reason 15, as stated, is used as a basis for approval of the motion, is it enforceable? In other words, is there any guarantee that the 200-foot offset will be enforced? Case CZ 1882 should not be recommended for approval. The zoning designation should remain AR1 to allow for development in character with the surrounding communities. The proposed change in zoning designation for these two parcels will negatively affect surrounding property owners, particularly those of us who live on Broders Drive. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else? I see no hands, so we'll close the portion of the public hearing.
So we will close the public hearing, and we're certainly going to defer this, but I would recommend that we leave the public record open for council to ask any questions of staff and or any of the state agencies for at least 15 days.
Yes.
That's your discretion.
That's what we're doing, so.
I have received 12 submissions handed to me during the course of the
okay.
So I'm going to give this to Ms. Conwell.
Sure. So I'm going to make a motion. Mr. Hudson, second Mr. Riley, that we are going to leave public record open for council only to ask any questions they choose to of any state agency and or of staff.
In writing?
In writing only for 15 days from today.
Yes.
Okay?
Second.
Questions? Thank you, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Motion to adjourn.
So I move.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions?
Do we need to make a motion officially to defer?
You did. That was part of your motion to defer it.
And leave the record open.
15 days in council only to answer.
I'm not sure to say a motion.
Take a vote to adjourn. Mr. Hudson.
So move.
Mr. Riley.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. I will, yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you.